With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The National Park Service is giving people more time to weigh in on a proposed fee increase at 17 of its most popular parks, including Glacier and Yellowstone. Visitors would be charged $70 per vehicle, up from the current $30 fee, during the five busiest months of the year. At others, the hike is from $25 to $70. The comment period had been scheduled to end Thursday. The new deadline is December 22nd. The Park Service said it wanted to accommodate interest from Congress and the public. More than 65,000 comments already have been submitted. Most of the 17 sites are in the West, including Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Zion National Parks. The Park Service said it would raise $70 million annually under the proposal. The revenue would fund maintenance and infrastructure projects. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled a fellow justice accepted an illegal plea while overseeing a sexual assault case in 2015. The justices found then District Judge Dirk Sandifer violated state law in accepting a no-contest plea. The court vacated Gary Hansen's 60-year prison sentence and sent the case back to District Court in Great Falls, where Hansen could enter a legal plea, reach a new plea agreement, or take the case to trial. Opponents of two gold mines proposed near Yellowstone National Park are pressing Montana U.S. Representative Greg Jean Forte to sponsor legislation that would withdraw public lands in the area from future mining. A coalition of businesses and conservation groups today said the Republican support was crucial to making permanent a temporary mining ban enacted last year. Jury selection and opening arguments began today in the trial of an Oregon man who sought to call attention to climate change by shutting down an oil pipeline near Big Sandy. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Officials charged Leonard Higgins with criminal mischief and trespassing after he allegedly broke into a fenced area and closed a Spectra Energy pipeline valve back in 2016. But the 65-year-old from Portland says his act was one of desperation.
It had nothing to do with causing criminal mischief. In fact, it was on behalf of all of us that are threatened by climate change.
Higgins admits to shutting down the valve, and he's using the threat of climate change as his defense against criminal mischief. But District Judge Daniel Boucher says testimony on climate change is irrelevant, and he won't allow the defendant to place U.S. energy policy on trial. Higgins says that's misguided.
I can't see him not allowing me to speak to my intent. That's a basic part of the requirement that the prosecution has for proving that I'm guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Activists in a parallel case in Minnesota convinced a judge to let them present arguments that the threat of climate change justifies extreme action. If Higgins is found guilty of criminal mischief, he faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. The trespassing charge comes with a maximum penalty of 6 months in county jail and a $5,000 fine. In September, the state's first ever climate assessment predicted Montana's average temperature would rise by as much as 6 degrees over the next 30 years, leading to smaller snowpacks, increased drought, and more severe wildfires. In Livingston, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
The recent discovery of chronic wasting disease in deer in Montana means restrictions for North Dakotans who hunt across the border. North Dakota's Game and Fish Department is adding Montana to the list of states from which the movement of deer carcasses into North Dakota is restricted. About 1,400 North Dakotans hunt deer or elk bucks in Montana each year. They still can, but they must follow numerous rules when bringing back meat, hides, and antlers. CWD has been found in North Dakota, but so far it's been confined to only one hunting unit in the Southwest. United Airlines will offer direct flights next year from Missoula and Kalispell to Los Angeles. The new seasonal daily service begins in early June. Missoula International Airport Deputy Director Brian Ellistad says it will be a real boon for Montana.
Brings in tourism to Montana and gives our folks a great connection to California.
Local officials first met with United 2 or 3 months ago with the hopes of convincing the airline to expand its service in Montana. Ellistad says the company knows a good opportunity when it sees one.
Montana's kind of getting discovered by a lot of traffic in the summer up to visit the beauty of Montana.
United's direct-to-LA service starts June 7th and runs until August 20th.
That's when Californians want to come to Montana.
Glacier Park International Airport Director Rob Retkowski says the direct flight drastically reduces travel times to the West Coast, while the flight's arrival time will make it possible for travelers to more easily catch same-day connections out of LAX. Customers can book flights immediately to plan ahead for the summer. The Billings Police Department has placed 13 officers on paid administrative leave following two shootings this month, leaving the department low on staff. Police Chief Rich St. John tells KULR-TV that the 13 officers make up about 10% of the department's patrol force. Police shot and killed a 24-year-old man on Saturday after authorities say he led officers on a pursuit and rammed police vehicles. Five officers were placed on leave as a result. Authorities say another eight officers were placed on leave after a November 4th standoff at a sporting goods store that resulted in a man's death. Montana has named a state parks administrator nearly a year after the previous one was fired. The Independent Record reports the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on Monday named Beth R. Shoemate the new state parks administrator. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Martha Williams says the agency saw strong interest in the position and considered 13 applicants before selecting Shoemate. Shoemate has served as manager of Hell Creek State Park and most recently as Fish, Wildlife, and Parks State Trails Program Manager. Shoemate will take over for Chaz Van Genderen, who was unexpectedly dismissed last December by then-Fish, Wildlife, and Park Director Jeff Hagener. Van Genderen held the position for 8 years. The terms of the dismissal have remained undisclosed. Shoemate will begin work on December 4th. A coal-fired power plant near Hardin may shut down next year unless its owners can find a new buyer. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
If the Hardin Generating Station closes next year, that city could lose 30 good-paying jobs and almost $500,000 in tax revenue.
In a small town like Hardin, in any type of business closes, it impacts the community.
Michelle Dykeman is Hardin's financial officer.
They are one of our biggest taxpayers in the community, and if they go, it's going to affect everybody on their property taxes, too.
The plant's closure could also cost jobs, royalties, and revenue on the nearby Crow Reservation, where a mine provides more than 500,000 tons of coal to the plant every year. In a letter to the Montana Public Services Commission last month, Rocky Mountain Power says the Hardin Generating Station has been bleeding money for the past 3 years. And while the station is the most modern coal-fired power plant in the state, market winds have shifted a lot since it was built in 2006, and coal production is down by nearly 40% in the United States. So the company has decided to either sell the station or shutter it in the first part of 2018. Dykeman says she's hopeful another company will buy the beleaguered plant.
You can always hope for turnarounds. Miracles do happen.
If Rocky Mountain Power cannot find a buyer, they say they will notify city, county, and tribal governments well in advance of the plant's closure. In Livingston, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.